So this is chapter 3 from the book Architecture of Agency, written by Shashank Mohan Jain. It's called The Brain's Multithreading: How Agents Juggle Many Things at Once. Think about driving while having a conversation. You're steering, scanning the road, adjusting speed, listening to your passenger, and maybe even planning what to say next. If you had to do these one by one, life would be impossible.
Right. So our brains don't just do one thing at a time. They orchestrate multiple things in parallel.
Exactly. That's what makes cognition powerful. It's not about doing one step perfectly in sequence, but about weaving multiple operations together into a seamless experience. Agents face the same challenge. Some tasks don't need to wait in line. They can unfold side by side.
Like multitasking for machines.
Yes. Neuroscience shows this everywhere. In vision, there's a what pathway for recognizing objects and a where pathway for location, both active at once. In memory, the hippocampus encodes experiences while the prefrontal cortex gives them context. In movement, the cerebellum fine-tunes coordination while the motor cortex drives voluntary action. It feels unified, but underneath, it's parallel processing.
So agents should learn from that design, run independent tasks at the same time, and then merge the results.
Exactly. Take planning a weekend in Tokyo. If an agent works in a single line, it searches hotels, waits, then flights, waits, then events, waits, and only then combines everything. By that time, you're impatient. But if it works in parallel, it checks hotels, flights, and events all at once, gathers results together, and delivers a unified plan quickly.
That definitely sounds more natural.
And you see it in many real-world scenarios. In research, an agent could scan academic papers, scrape news, and pull database numbers simultaneously, then synthesize. In healthcare, a diagnostic system could evaluate symptoms, cross-check history, and monitor vitals at the same time. In creative work, a writing agent could brainstorm titles, draft sections, and generate visuals in different channels before merging them. And in productivity, a planner could update your calendar, check weather, and notify colleagues simultaneously.
That really is like how we live our everyday lives.
Yes, think about cooking dinner. The pasta boils while the sauce simmers, while you chop vegetables, while the oven preheats. If you did it step by step, the meal would take all night. Instead, you run tasks in parallel, keeping an eye on each pot until it all comes together. Agents need that same orchestration.
So what lessons does this give for designing agents?
Four main ones. First, not everything needs a queue. Many subtasks can proceed independently. Second, synchronization is key. The threads must meet and merge, otherwise you get fragments. Third, match human intuition. People expect parallelism because that's how their own minds work. And fourth, watch the costs. Too many parallel threads can overload resources, just like the brain balances focus and efficiency.
So the real brilliance of cognition isn't one perfect act, but the orchestra of many parts at once.
Exactly. Like violins, flutes, and percussion all playing together under a conductor. That's how agents stop feeling like rigid tools and start feeling alive, responsive, capable, and fluid. When you ask an agent for help, you don't want a traffic jam. You want an orchestra. You want the brain's gift of running many threads at once.